Hollywood, Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and teeth that sparkle presents The Mel Blanc Show with Mary Jane Croft, Joe Kearns, Hans Conried, the sportsman, our guest star, Burt Gordon, the Mad Russian, Victor Miller and his orchestra, and starring Mel Blanc!
Like show business, like no business I know. Everything about it is appealing. Everything the traffic will allow.
Nowhere could you get that happy feeling
when you are stealing that extra bar. There's no people like show people. They smile when they are low.
Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you open and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they've hung a star.
Let's go on with the show.
Even with a turkey that you know will fold, you may be stranded out in the cold. Still you wouldn't change it for a sack of gold. Let's go.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
I just got back from a vaudeville show.
Let's go on with the show.
There's plenty of excitement today in Mel Blanc's Fix-It Shop. Mel's running the local community chess drive, which is having a big affair tonight in the local auditorium. Right now, he's being interviewed by Willie Murdoch, a reporter for the town newspaper.
Gee, Willie, it sure is nice of you to write a story about me.
Well, that's all right, Mel. Now, let me take some notes. Tell me something about yourself, Mel.
Oh, nothing ever happens to me.
Mm-hmm. Led a very interesting life. Then what happened to you, Mel?
Well, when I was 16, I went to work in a candy factory. I was in the chocolate-covered nougats department. I put in the nougs. You see, somebody poured the chocolate, I put in the nougs. Somebody poured the chocolate, I put in the nougs. Then I was promoted.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Somebody else put in the nougs, and I poured the chocolate. Well, 1 year of that, and I developed a sweet tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Sadie, and I almost married her.
You almost married her?
Yes.
Had narrow escape from disaster. And then became a big executive in an oil company.
Hey, look, Willie, you're not taking down anything I say.
Mel, if I put the story in your way, who would buy the paper?
I would.
You would. Mel, who else is helping you on the community chest affair?
Well, there's my helper, Zuki.
Zuki?
Yeah, he's at Mr. Colby's house right now, trying to round up some refresh him and me, refresh him and me, refresh him and me, and me.
Well, what do you want, Zuki?
Refresh him and me, refresh him and me, and me, and me, a case of soda, 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 some ice tea, tea. You got any chairs?
Sit down, Zookie. I'll be glad to help.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Colby. You know, this is a big job for Mel.
Yes, and I'm afraid it's too big for him. After all, Mel is just a little potato, but he is a sweet boy.
Yeah, he's kind of like a little sweet potato.
Well, what do you suppose Mel would like, Zookie?
Can you bake a cake?
Not very well, Zookie.
Oh, it's easy. You see, you take some flour, you take some flour. You take a quart of the meat, a quart of the milk, You take it to two eggs. You buy one in the bakery.
How would you like it if I brought some assorted pies?
I could go for that.
Oh, wait, here comes my daughter Betty.
I could go for that. I mean, I like pies.
Hello, Zookie.
Hello.
Well, you're all spruced up today, aren't you, Zookie?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to look good tonight.
Zookie, I never noticed it before, but... you're handsome.
Hey, you know, Betty, you have a nice
Well, I love you. You got a very cute little no. Nah, I love your Oh, is this South America? Don't take it away.
Betty, Mel sends Rookie over for some refreshments for the community chest affair tonight.
Oh, gosh, Father, I have a whole box full of stuff I prepared. I meant to tell you about it.
Oh, gee, Betty, you're sweet. No wonder Mel is so crazy about you.
Is he really, Zookie?
Oh, yeah. Mel is so crazy about you when he goes to sleep, he doesn't count sheep jumping over the fence. He counts you.
Oh, Zookie. You mean he counts me jumping over a fence?
Yeah. Last night he was counting, and all of a sudden he ran out for some bandages.
What was the matter?
He said you tripped. thanks for everything. Oh, we wait till you see the entertainment tonight.
Entertainment?
Yeah. We got a special guest coming to help us out. But I mustn't tell you who. You see, I wrote a play especially for the
occasion.
Thanks.
You wrote a play all by yourself?
Yeah, that's right, Betty.
Well, is it good?
Good. Oh, it's sensation. It's colossal. Wait till you hear it.
Use Colgate tooth powder, keep smiling just bright. Use it each morning and use it each night. Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Your romance will be a bursted bubble if you have that breath of trouble. Do you think you could be a victim of this breath of trouble? I mean, unpleasing breath? Why not be on your guard? Just do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing. And remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance. Use Colgate tooth powder.
Well, a full moon has brought a lovely evening to Mel Blanc's little town. Perfect weather for the community chest benefit, and everybody has turned out. Right now, Mel is milling through the crowd, greeting all his friends. Oh, there he is now, talking to Mr. Cushing, the president of Mel's local lodge, the Ancient Order of Benevolent Zebras.
Hello, Mel. Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
Oh, greetings, mighty potentate. Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
It's a wonderful party, Mel. Wonderful.
Oh, thank
say,
you.
I want you to meet my wife.
Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo, ugga.
Likewise, I'm sure.
Say, Mel, the refreshments are wonderful.
Good.
All except that chocolate layer cake. That's terrible.
Oh, but Mr. Cushing...
It's almost impossible nowadays to get cement, and a woman has to use it to fill a cake.
Oh, but Mr. Cushing...
You know, I pity the poor guy that has to stand for that cooking day in and day out.
Mr. Cushing...
Who baked it, anyway?
Your wife.
Well, I gotta be going now. Ugga-boo, ugga-boo, boo, ugga.
Ugga, ugga, boo, ugga, boo, boo.
Hello, Mel.
Ugga. Hello, Mr. Brown. I'm glad you're here. How are you feeling?
Oh, not so good. I can't sleep night.
Drinking too much coffee?
No, I can't sleep on account of milk.
Well, gee, if you can't sleep on account of milk, why do you drink it?
Oh, I don't drink it. I deliver it.
Well, nice to see you, Mr. Brown. Excuse me now. I've got to start the entertainment. Oh, give me a fanfare, Victor. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank each and every one of you for coming here tonight. We're ready to start our show with Victor Miller and the Sportsmen playing and singing the hit songs from Annie, Get Your Gun.
Annie, are dumb where we come from. They ain't had any harness. Still they're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally. Folks like us could never fuss with schools and cooks and learning. Still we come from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write
when you're out with the honey in the pale moonlight.
You don't have to come from a great big town,
not to go picking berries in an evening gown.
That comes naturally. My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's, but they cash him just the same.
They're canceled.
Grandpa Dick was always sick, but never saw a doctor. He just died at 93, doing what comes naturally.
Say that falling in love is wonderful. It's wonderful. So they say. And with the moon up above, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. So they tell me. I can't recall who said it. I know I never read it. I only know they tell me that love is grand. The thing that's known as romance is wonderful, wonderful in every way.
Got no yacht. Still I'm happy with what I've got. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Sunshine gives me a lovely day. Furthermore, a mess of moonlight gives me the Milky Way. I got the sun, I got the moon. I got the sun in the morning and the moon at night. Yeah, with the sun in the morning and the moon at night.
Boys, now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a surprise for you. My assistant Zuki has written a special playlet for this occasion. It is his own amusing interpretation of the discovery of America in 1492 by Columbus. In this playlet, I am Columbus, and we have a very special guest who came here just to help us out in the play. So, here we go. Take it away, Victor.
The year 1492. Our hero Columbus and his weary men are approaching the shores of America. History is in the making.
Columbus, look, it's land. Land. Still land.
Pardon me, I thought you said ham. How much can you act? So it is, land. Stand fast, men.
We are approaching the shore.
Columbus, someone's coming over here. It looks like an Indian.
Yes. My. He looks ferocious. I'd better advance first and sound him out. Greetings, noble warrior.
How do you do?
You are an Indian?
By the shores of Gitche Gunya. Well, I look like Mickey Rooney.
But I thought that Indians wore feathers.
You want an Indian or a chicken?
Indian, you speak English very well.
That is most correctical. You see, when I was born, I was very young.
How unique.
I was such an itsy-bitsy kitty. Everybody came from miles around to look on my puss. Of course, the odds were against me, because nobody could tell what I was.
Well, what happened?
And would you believe it? Till this very day, nobody discovered. Anyway, let's not waste any time. I'm an Indian, and I got a messenger, and I'm an Indian messenger, and I'm bumming the script up. For you, sir.
A letter, Say, what's that papoose on your back?
He handles the postcards.
What's your name, Indian?
Me?
Ugh. Ugh. And what's your name, little papoose?
Me, Ugo Jr.
Little beaver. Redskin, can you find us a place to rest?
Are you kidding? It's impossible to find a wigwam these days. Are you a veteran?
A veteran? What's that?
That's a man who's looking for a place to live.
Well, anyway, Indian, can you tell where north is?
Most of course. It's very simple. You see, we Indians have a system. First you put your finger up like this. Just like this. Then you wet the point like this. And as the wind is blowing from the east, you got to be careful you don't catch pneumonia. Because if you are catching pneumonia, you are going west, young man. And this means the north and the south will have nothing to do with you. Of course, this every Indian knows. You see what I mean?
Oh, sure.
Now explain it to me.
Well, anyway, you brought me a letter. What does it say?
White man must stop stealing Indians' land. Yours very truly, Iroquois Real Estate Company.
Well, Indian, go back to your chief and tell him we are here to stay.
Okay. But I warn you, if you are still here at 9 o'clock, we will make big war. Remember, the battle begins at 9 sharp. If I'm not back, go by yourself.
Vespuccio.
Yes, Columbus.
I'm afraid. This is going to throw a terrible fear into the men. They're all worried.
Worried? Tell them not to lose their heads.
That's what they're worried about.
Hey, Belpus.
Hey, wait a minute, Indy. You're not due back here until 9 o'clock.
I just came back to remind you we're on daylight saving time.
Columbus, what time is it?
It's 9 o'clock. Blue in our glass, drip, drip.
Columbus, this is no time to joke. The engines are coming and the men are too afraid to fight.
Men, you can't let history down. The eyes of the world are upon us. In Spain, they're saying we're discoverers of a new nation. In England, they're saying we're men of iron. In France, they're calling us brave defenders of the world of tomorrow.
What do you hear from Brooklyn?
Stand back, everybody. It's the Indian.
Who's an Indian? I'm Jesse James.
Want to know something? You sound just like the Indian.
You like him, too.
Well, what do you want, Jesse James?
I came here to help you build a railroad.
Why are you so interested in building a railroad?
I got the hold-up concession.
Look out, the Indians are shooting.
That's very funny. That's very funny.
What's very funny?
There were no guns in 1492, were there?
Say, you're right. They used a bow and arrow.
That's better.
They cut me. They cut me.
Gosh, one tip and it hit you in five places.
It's something new. An atomic arrow. Oh, I'm dying. Partner, I'm dying.
You're dying?
I'm dying. I'm going to join Cleopatra. I'm going to join Salome. I'm going to join Madame Pompadour.
But you're dying. What are you so happy about?
Silly boy.
Mel, because of you, the community chest benefit tonight was a tremendous success. You were wonderful, darling.
Well, Zuki had a lot to do with this. His play was really fun. And Betty, you were swell to help, too.
Oh, I was glad to help, Mel, and so was everybody else.
Gosh, I'm awfully glad. It's wonderful when people help each other out. That's what the community chest is for. Remember, folks, don't give till it hurts. Give till you feel good. Good night, folks.
This is Bud Easton reminding you that Colgate Tooth Powder, for a breath of sweet and teeth that sparkle, brings you the Mel Blanc Show every Tuesday at this time. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday night for more fun with Mel and the people you'll meet in Mel Blanc's Fix-It Shop.